Coming up next, I'm going to teach you how to boost your confidence in 5 simple steps. And then the future of work is actually now. A 26-year-old who works 2 remote jobs making over $200,000, and we're going to coach you up. Let's go. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, where we give you the competitive edge by helping you make more money and experiencing more impact in your work. We're going to help you get on purpose to live and work in your sweet spot, and then there's no stopping you. The money's there, the impact is there, fulfillment and purpose are there. And so, very practical teaching today on what I see as a crisis in our world today. And I'm going to practically address how to go from crisis in your confidence to an overflowing supply, never-ending supply of confidence. Is that possible, or is that a hyped promise? It's very possible and extremely practical to do. Let's go. Let's look at where we are. We do have a crisis of confidence. According to a survey from Indeed, 98% of workers say they perform better when they feel confident. This is outlining the importance of confidence. 96% of survey respondents said they're more likely to stay in a company when they feel confident. Incidentally, what are they confident in when they're staying in a company? Confident that they can do a good job. Confident that their leader values them. Confident that they have an opportunity to grow professionally and personally. But I sit here day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, and talk to people who are truly suffering from a lack of confidence. And boy, we all go through that. I mean, this is not something, by the way, that when you learn how to boost your confidence, it doesn't mean that you'll never, ever, ever, ever experience a lack of confidence. It just means that you will be able to pull from a source that will allow you to get the confidence that you need. Or make a decision, make a move where you will have the confidence you need. Let's go through this. There are 5 steps that will allow you to boost your confidence. It's like a booster shot, right? We live in a world now where we're always talking about booster shots. When I was a kid, I got boosters. Now everybody gets a booster. And what's the idea behind a vaccine booster? What is it? It's to give you that extra for protection. And so this is a 5-step process that will give you that confidence that you need. Number 1, get clear on what you do well. This is very important. And I want you, those of you who are watching the show, you will physically see what I'm doing here. For those of you that are listening to the show, this is almost a physical exercise combining with a mental exercise. And what I mean is you know, I love pencils. I've got pencils here on my desk. I've got an actual old school pencil sharpener right here as a prop. And I love pencils. And I love the physical act of writing, because we know from psychology studies that getting thoughts out of our head in front of us is important, but you could type this stuff out. So either way, write it down, pen, pencil, I don't care, or type it up. But this is a physical response, okay? And so here's what it looks like. What do I do very well? Everything. I want to list out everything that I would say, you know what, I'm better than average here, I'm good, or I might be great. What do I do well? These are skills, and they involve people skills and character traits. I write this stuff down, or I type it down. I go from here in my mind, and I get it out, and I'm looking at it. I go, what do I do well? And I list it out. Number 2, now that I know what I do well, my brain is already in a place to be able to easily answer, what do I not do well? All right? So I'll give you a sample here. So if I'm making this list, and I'm going to make it short, I don't think I do a whole lot well anyway, so this will be fun. What do I do well? Well, I think quickly. I develop content well. I discern and I'm able to read people well. I'm able to communicate well. Okay, so I write that down. So I'm already thinking about what I do well. And so when I begin to list out what I do well, the brain is already going, well, there's this and then there's... So what do I not do well? I'm not on time. I don't manage my time well. What I mean by that is that I get a lot done. But I'm easily distracted. I lose track of time a lot. So in other words, I'm not very organized. I'm not. I'm forgetful. Lose my keys 3 to 4 times a week. I'm not very good at small tasks. I'm just not good at them. I'm not mechanically inclined. Joe will tell you that. Guy once tried to teach me how to start a chainsaw. It should have been a YouTube video. I mean, I suck unbelievably at the smallest of mechanical tasks, folks. I mean, it's tragic. You ought to see me try to hammer a nail. I get it done. It ain't pretty. Okay, I'm having some fun at my expense here, but the idea is I'm also equally able to go, okay, I'm not good at these types of things. So now we've got very, very clear list of what I do well, number one, and number two, what I don't do well. Number three, what motivates me? What motivates me? In other words, I don't have to have a financial reward or a fun reward attached to it. I don't have to be told to do it. I just do it. What really motivates me? In our Get Clear assessment, I call this our missional results that matter to us. In other words, what do I just think about contributing to the world all the time? What motivates me? And I'll tell you what motivates me. Transformation. Moving people from A to B. I am very motivated to help people with that. Number four, get clear on the value of your experience. You think it's your professional journey. Look back upon it. Go, wait a second. What valuable experience do I have from my life, from my work life? Number five, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? So quick review. What do you do well? What you don't do well? What motivates you? In other words, what results do you want to put in the world? Number four, what experience do you have in your life from environment or real experience, personal, professional, that has some value? And then number five, where do you want to go? Now, that quick five-step question process for ourselves allows us to get to a place of tremendous clarity. Now, watch what happens. When I'm clear on those five areas, watch what happens. I begin to go from could be, I begin to wonder, that's the could be, what could be based on where I want to go. And then I go to what should be. Now conviction is starting to arise because I'm clear. And then we arrive at what must be. I go from what could be because I'm clear to what should be because I'm beginning to get more confidence. And then all of a sudden it's what must be. Why do we need to be clear? Because there's a crisis of confidence. And when we are clear, we are confident. So when you lack confidence, always retreat back to clarity, and the confidence will show up. In the News is next.
Over 280 million people have been affected by data breaches this year alone. The need for cybersecurity is exploding. Cybersecurity jobs will grow 33% in the next decade. To meet this demand, Bethel School of Technology has launched a program in cybersecurity. Bethel School of Tech's online boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training with the highest chances of post-school employment. And they do it at a fraction of the cost in a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to get started. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Coming up in our next segment, we'll begin our coaching session. And I'm excited to tell you that we are taking coaching to the next level. You know, the entire purpose of this show is for me to coach you, to give you the competitive edge. Because you're competing against the you of yesterday, and you're competing against other people, whether you like it or not, to get where you want to go. and I'm going to give you the edge to make more money and to make more impact. That's when we've got the juice on the job, and it's my job to coach you up. So every day we have coaching session as we take people's calls, but I can only coach so many people, A, and B, I only have about 5 to 6 minutes with you. So I've assembled a world-class roster of career coaches that are certified and wildly experienced and wonderful men and women. And so we're launching a pilot limited to just 30 participants as we launch Ramsey Career Coaching. If you're interested, go to kencoleman.com/coaching, kencoleman.com/coaching. Some of you are going, how do I know that that's something I should do? Well, number one, everybody needs a coach. Number two, you need to be able to make adjustments in your life financially to be able to afford it, because it's an investment that will return. And these coaches are going to walk alongside of you. Sometimes you need tactical advice. But sometimes you just need a good old-fashioned smack on the back, right? Get in there. Get in the game. You got this. And so if you want to know more, kencoleman.com/coaching. All right. The YouTube crazies are once again commenting on my clothing. I love these folks. They're the folks that are live right now watching in the chat room. And so I've got to address one. Somebody wanted to know if my polo says Rosemary Beach. It does. We love 30A down on the panhandle of Florida. And I love this. And I'll be hitting the golf course later this afternoon. And I've already decided to do a couple of Instagram things that are going to be fun. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, at Ken Coleman, I've already got some content I've prepared, Alex. But it'll be from the golf course. And probably a few items. And on the back nine is when I always bring out the cigar. So I'll have a quality cigar on the back nine, and I'll get some teaching that's going to happen. Now, that's a tease, but it's really going to happen. It's going to be fun. So join me later this afternoon as I downshift. There's your hint on the content. But first, you people come here because you need me to inform you. And you need not just information, you need my opinion. So let's do it. It's time for In the News. All right, first headline. Our good friends at ZipRecruiter, their CEO Ian Siegel, was recently on Fox Business. So this is a Fox Business article. He said the future of work is now. And essentially what he's saying is that work has changed so dramatically that we're not easing into this. It's here. Work is changing dramatically. A couple things I want to headline. He said the people are quitting for two reasons. Now, let's just pause for a brief second. For the last 9 months, folks, listen to this. The last 9 months, we've had over 4 million people per month quit. That's 36 million people have changed jobs in the last 9 months, and it doesn't look to be slowing. So what is ZipRecruiter seeing? And they're a partner here on the show. I love ZipRecruiter. Talk about them a little bit later. What are the two big reasons? Money and time. Obviously, people are saying, hey, I want to level up my paycheck. And I'm looking for more flexibility, more time, more control is really what he means. People want more control of their time. 40% of people who've changed jobs in the last 6 months went to a company that offers them more flexibility with their work schedule. That is significant. Job seekers who are able to work remotely, according to recent data, save 70 minutes a day on their commute. So that's significant. I mean, nobody likes to commute. And by the way, I have a very leisurely drive to the office. It's not bad at all. I don't hit many lights. I'm on the interstate for about 2 miles, relatively easy, and I'm not dealing with any traffic, thankfully. But I've always told my wife I would love to have a driver. I don't want to drive. It would be great to just sit in the back seat and have a driver, and I'd be focused on my first hour of the day. I mean, if you think about your multitasking in the car, nobody loves commuting. So that's an interesting piece of data there. 70 minutes in your day if you're no longer commuting. 62% of job seekers in surveys are now saying they want some form of remote work. We've been reporting on that for quite some time. Now, as a result of all of this remote work and people moving, companies have had to resort to, I got to pay more to get somebody's attention. In other words, if I'm going to entice them back into the office, I got to give them a carrot that they're going to actually want. So jobs that have traditionally been minimum wage are now paying as high as $17 an hour. Now, again, I'm all for people making more money. That's 50% of what we focus on this show. But when Target starts paying people $17, $18, $19, $20 an hour, guess what? They're putting some of that additional cost into your toilet paper or your Clorox wipes or whatever else. So this is a part of the rise in inflation. If you look at people hired in the last 6 months, 37% of them were recruited to the positions. Companies are going crazy trying to find people. So recruiters are all over the place. That's an extraordinary number. 37% of recently hired people were recruited. So flexibility, hybrid work plans, higher salary leads to this story from Business Insider. A millennial earns $200,000 working two remote jobs at the same time. Now, here is a full disclaimer. I am not endorsing this because I'm going to reveal what's going on here because a lot of people are doing this. I think this is sketchy. So I'm not endorsing it. I'm just reporting it. But I will also tell you I understand why this is happening. I'll explain in a second. Fayette Woods, 26 years old, is a full-time account manager at a software company, and he recently started a second job as a sales rep. He still works 40 hours per week, but he expects to make $40,000 in additional income. The extra money is going towards paying off his credit card debt, which he has done. I love that. That's getting after it, paying off debt. Game changer stuff. His wife's college tuition and some retirement savings. So he's getting caught up on some stuff. It's great. But he's getting paid for 60 hours of work, and he's only working 40. This is where this is sketchy. There's no other way to say it, folks. He has plans to now start his own business with all this additional cash. So this is all short-term stuff. And more Americans are following this path. He admits it took some time to figure it out. Listen to this schedule. Because I actually think this can be done without being sketchy. And what I mean by sketchy is, I think you could have two jobs, but 40 hours a week is not realistic in my mind. Or there's going to have to be some situations where there's such clear boundaries that you wouldn't mind if someone caught you doing this. And this is the issue I'll get to. From 7 to 10 a.m., he works for the software company. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., he does some of the software work while he makes calls for the furniture retailer he's in sales for. Then from 2 to 4, he works exclusively for the software company. Now, he says it's manageable because they all could fit together. And here's what this means. There's a lot of fluff work. The reality is we're long past the day where people are working for 40 hours straight. Come on. I walk around our office. Don't get me talking about how many people are on Facebook. Watch out. They're not wasting time. But my point is you're not to the grind the entire time. There are mental breaks and it's just the flow of work. So it is doable. But is it right? So he juggles the previous. Now, he has had some close calls. One time he was working for his analytics firm doing the software stuff. And he had to be at two meetings at the same time, and one of the bosses called to figure out why he wasn't at the meeting. And he lied. He said he's having technical difficulties on Zoom. You shouldn't have to lie to do this. Multiple jobs, I'm all for it. Please don't lie. Don't steal from one employer. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we coach you up to have the competitive edge to make more money and make more impact in your work. It's where you spend most of your life. It ought to matter, and it ought to pay well. Come on, folks. All right, one more question in the chat room. Folks that are watching live on YouTube, we had a little fun Q&A session. We're going to take one more here. Somebody said to me, Ken, how do I feel my answers? By turning your brain off. I'm going to answer two questions. So I was teaching and I said, how do I feel answers this way? If I look at any one of you, even in the control room, and I say, I want you to give me the first answer top of mind. That's what I mean by feel the answers. The question assessment are deep. Some are simple, but they're all about, I mean, if you look at two-thirds of the assessment is the work that you enjoy and the results that matter to you. These are heart-driven questions. Don't sit there for 5 minutes and go, well, I could do this. All right, what about this answer? What about it? Could be A, could be B, could be C, could be D. Bull crap. When you first read the question and you read the answers, boom, there was an initial lead. That's what you answer with. The overanalyzing is just paralyzing. All right. One quick question, then back to the phones. Ken, do you think I should start looking for a job that is remote and pays well? Well, now I'm just going to tell you, I don't ever answer a question like that because it's a poorly formed question. I'm not picking on you. The question is, hey, Ken, I think I found a job that is in my sweet spot that allows me to use what I do best, to do work that I enjoy, and it produces results that matter to me, and it pays well, and it happens to be remote. Should I do that? Yeah. But don't just take a remote job because it pays well and it's remote. That's not enough. Why do I say that? Because it'll wear off. The idea of, hey, Ken, I can work from home in my flip-flops and work on my back porch and watch my bird feeder and drink sweet tea whenever I want to, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. That's phenomenal. I mean, that's great. But that's not enough of a reason because you will get conditioned to that quickly. And the pay will also wear off. Great. 20% raise. Fantastic. So happy for you. You will adjust to that too. And so before you know it, you've gotten used to the rhythm and you're in a rut working from your house in your flip-flops, watching your bird feeder and drinking sweet tea, and the 20% pay wears off. And if there's no juice for the job, you will continue to long for something else. Convenient, yes. More money, yes. Fulfilling, no. That's why I answer the question that way. By the way, those of you that are looking for a job, my friends at ZipRecruiter, they continue to help our audience. It's so fantastic. They've got the best artificial intelligence in the world so that when you fill out a profile at ZipRecruiter.com, they immediately start to push you to companies that are paying ZipRecruiter. You don't pay ZipRecruiter. The companies do. They want access to you. And so they're automatically serving you up opportunities that fit you, not just our resume connections. And then when the company gets a notification from ZipRecruiter and says, oh, this is ZipRecruiter talent, I'm looking at them first, they want to interview you, ZipRecruiter gets out of the way. Not all this sending resumes and not hearing anything back, but you actually talk to a person and get an opportunity to win. So ZipRecruiter.com is where you need to go. Go today. It's absolutely free. Jesse's up in Jacksonville, Florida. Jesse, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Jesse. How can I help?
So I've recently been approached by a headhunter for another position. I have a decent job now that, you know, the culture's good. I kind of like where I'm at. But this other position pays a little more, checks a few other boxes.
Oh, stop. Stop. How much more does it pay?
The official offer is about 10% more.
Okay. And what do you make now?
I'm at a little over 100.
Good. And you said they checked a couple other boxes. I just wanted to know what those were before you kept going. What are the other boxes that it checks?
Sure. One is remote, which was a big thing that we've been passively looking for.
Yeah, I get it. What else?
Another one might be a little less busy.
Okay.
Reaching a point of burnout in my current position.
Okay. So dropping from fifth gear into fourth gear.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've had this offer on the table for coming up on 3 weeks, and they set a deadline to accept it.
Which
tomorrow.
Way? Which way were you leaning before you dialed me up?
Well, before listening to the part of the show that I was privy to listening to, I was probably leaning to taking it. However,
After that little rant I went on, you're now starting to question that.
I am.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you something. This is actually perfect, Jesse, that you called. I absolutely am all for remote work. We don't do it at Ramsey Solutions, so let me clarify that. We don't do it at Ramsey Solutions.
I'm aware of that.
But I'm not anti-remote work. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the point is that it's not enough. Remote work, shifting into fourth gear versus fifth gear all the time, better pay, none of that is going to actually fulfill you. Now, if you said that all these things are true, plus it is in your sweet spot, then to me, it's a no-brainer.
What do you mean by sweet spot?
So I use the sweet spot. You know what the sweet spot analogy is, right? In sports, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite sport to play? Or was it?
I suppose football. I guess it was, yeah.
All right. So, you know, when the kicker, there's a sweet spot on the football. Right, when the kicker really gets a hold of it, and golf, and I don't hit the golf ball on the sweet spot of the club as much as I'd like, but I do it from time to time.
Sure.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you something. I played two nights ago, and I hit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you, the best shot of my round. I smoked a 3-iron. Now let me tell you something, Jesse. I rarely hit a 3-iron the way I'm supposed to hit it because I'm always trying to overswing. But I slowed my swing down. And I smoked this 3-iron, and I didn't even, this is a true story, I barely felt the contact of the ball. Do you know why? Because I actually hit the ball in the sweet spot of that club, and I barely felt it. It was just like click, and it went maximum distance and maximum performance. Oddly enough, I hit a perfect draw. Landed right on the edge of the green. I was so happy I wanted to quit. Calling them off. That's the sweet spot. And so the way we look at sweet spot as it relates to our work is when we are spending the majority of our day using what we do best, our top talents. In other words, premium tools. Do you feel me?
Sure.
Power saw, baby, versus the hand saw. Talent is the power saw. Things that I'm average or below average at is the old handsaw. You still tracking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Passion is work that I love. I get excited thinking about the work. When I'm in the middle of the work, I lose track of time. It's like, whoa, that went fast. Like this show every day. This show happens so quick, I can't even believe I've been doing it for 45 minutes. All right, the last piece is mission. Every human being on this planet wants to make a contribution to this world. Every human. The most confused person about what they want to do with their life says, I just want to help people. So mission is speaking to motivation. What motivates us? Well, the answer to what motivates all of us is results that we care deeply about, whether it be in our physical health, our relationship health, our professional life. Like when I tell my kids to clean their room or they don't get to go play with their friends, that's not motivating them. That's potentially punishing them. But when my kid cleans the room on their own because they just want a clean room, boy, that'd be nice. That is real motivation. That's a result that they care about. The person who gets up at 5 a.m. to work out, that's because they want the results of that. So your sweet spot is where you spend most of your day using what you do best, talent, doing work you love, passion, and producing results that matter deeply to you, mission. So where talent, passion, and mission intersect and are woven together like a strong cord, that's where you're on purpose. Hang on the line. I'm going to give you my Get Clear career assessment, which will give you a detailed report plus the purpose, David. And you match it up with this new job offer, and you'll be able to decide. You matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, if you're a fan of this podcast, we've got more where that came from. As you know, at Ramsey, we're always looking to protect our listeners from scummy companies, slick marketing, and money myths. I'm George Camel, host of The Fine Print, where I do the research for you to help you rise above the system that's designed to keep you broke and in debt so that you can become confident in your money choices. Check out The Fine Print wherever you listen to podcasts.